glad that my Georgia singing friends have enough faith and confidence and trust in me to ask me, to choose me, to introduce the memorial lesson at their state convention, Georgia State Convention. I hope that they will never have a cause to feel that their trust has been misplaced. Now, this hour is a vital part of the tradition of Sacred Harp singing. It's just as vital as dinner on the ground or the closing prayer. Now, the purpose of this memorial lesson is not to help the deceased. The singers and the listeners and supporters, they're all supporters of Sacred Harp singers who have died since the last session. It's not to help them. They don't need any help. They have attained the back home. We're still here struggling, trying to get ready for our crimes when the time comes. The purpose of it is to show respect to their memory and to bring a degree of comfort and sympathy to thy relatives and thy friends who are grieving and mourning for them right now. To let these relatives and friends and fellow singers know that we care and that we remember. You know, the psalmist says that death is the door to endless joy, and yet we dread to enter that. We do. We love life. We want to live on. We want to sing with our friends. But we have to follow the plan that God gave us. He gave every living thing, you know that as well as I do, a life cycle. The plants have a life cycle. I've told you that before. And all animals, people belong to the animal world, you know that. The seed is planted, it grows, it bears fruit, it gets old, and it dies. And that's what we are doing, that's what we will do. Death, I'm sure, has touched most everyone in this audience. If it hasn't, it will, if you live long enough. Because just as sure as we are born, we will die. The poet, N.W. Longfellow, said, "There is a reaper whose name is Death, and with his sickle clean, he cuts the bearded grain out of breath and the flowers that go between." Now, all deaths are not older people, younger ones. Four children died in Coleman County this past week. 14, 13, 11 years, and 2 years old. Death cuts the flowers down also. But as the Jewish rabbi, Rabbi Ben Hugh said, "Grow old along with me. The best is yet to be. The last of life for which the first was made." But when you think that we live on in the hearts and in the minds of our loved ones, if you're not dead, to live on in the hearts of those you leave behind is not to die. So these people who have paid the supreme price will be remembered as by us as long as we have a mind to think and to look. Now this, I don't know who these people are or whom we're seeing, but Carlene will read the name.
I read Alabama first. Jonah, Grady Pilot, Vernon White, W. M. Hambrick, Lisa Malden, David J. L. Nunley, W. O. Bishop, Ms. Oscar Pittman, and Ms. Long Kent, and Ms. Irene Dent will sing the memory of this song.
Yes, Irene will sing to them. This Ms. Long Denson is Bob's brother's son's wife, Lone Benson's wife. And I knew Mr. Jasper Nunn and Ms. Jasper Nunn too. And I knew Vernie White. I've sung with him a many a day. So Irene, my cousin, was singing for them.
Well, I certainly am surprised you don't feel up to sing for anyone, but I will do my best. And all we can do is struggle on and let's sing. 400, struggle on. That's all we can do left here. So our time is gone. 400. Just a word, please.
Oh,